Okay, my friends, here goes. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shofar shenizdak v'dovkoi pasul. We spoke yesterday. Does it have glue? Does it not have glue? Dovkoi in our modern Hebrew means that there's glue. This is Machlokas Rashi and Ramban. Is there glue or not glue? But it means that you put it back together, either with some sort of external adhesive, or he just did it by heating it up and somehow putting it back together. Either way, it's puzzle. Divek shivrei shofar is puzzle. And if you put together different pieces of shofar, it's also puzzle. We did the whole Mishnah yesterday. I'd rather not read it over again. But what we're going to discuss now is the relationship between these two statements. Shofar shenizdak v'divkoi puzzle. Divek shivrei shofar is puzzle. There are two possible approaches, two and a half, three, but let's say two possible approaches to how to understand what's going on over here. One technique is something called zu ve'ein tzarech loymer zu, which is that these two are very similar. The first one is a bigger chiddush than the second one. That's one technique, which we'll see. Anyone know who mentions that technique here? Tosfos. The second one is a smaller chiddush. The first one is a bigger chiddush. Zu v'ein tzarech loymer zu. There's another technique, which is called loy zu af zu, which means which one is a bigger chiddush? The second one. There's another thing which could be is you're compared that they're nothing to do with each other. There's apples and orange. Neither one's a bigger chiddush. It's just they are different chiddush. It's a different chiddush. The one thing that is not tolerable is if they are the same or hainuhach. That we can't have. You could say loy zuafsu. You could say zu vein tzarech loymer zu. You could say it's two totally different chiddushim, they have nothing to do with each other. But you can't say it's the same thing. And that's going to be the challenge to figure out what is the relationship between shofar shenizdak v'dovkoi pasul and divek shivrei shofar. They're both talking about you glued something together and it's pasul. So Rashi says, why is it pasul? Okay, why is it possible? Says Rashi, "Dehavale kishnei shofars," because it's like two separate shofars. We spoke about yesterday. It's actually going on the first time it says possible, which is shofar shenizdak. It's going on the second time it says possible, which is divek shivrei shofars. I think the pashtus is going on the first one at least. Maybe it's only going on the second one. I don't know. It's machlokes achrayim. We're not sure. But all of the rishonim assume in Rashi, all of the rishonim. But this is going on in the first case of shofar shenizdak. Now, shofar shenizdak, how is it shtei shofars? It's cracked. How is it shtei shofars? Rashi learns, what does cracked mean? Cracked in half. Cracked in half. And if it's cracked in half, now it's two shofars. We actually understood Rashi, it's cracked this way, but it's two shofars. You have now made it. It's interesting because Rashi doesn't actually say it's two shofars. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Like to it. That's rough. What is Rashi doing? Places like ignores that totally. But we'll have to see if we can answer for that. But it's two shofars. It's cracked in half. How many pieces do you have in front of you according to Rashi? Two. We had said maybe Rashi's only going on the second case of divek shivrei shofars, where you clearly have two in front of you. But maybe Rashi's going on the first case. I mean, now that I'm sitting here with these chashuv tamim chacham, I have a little bit of a deal. I always say, what does the Gemara say by Gildi? How many shofars do you have? What? What does it say? Shnayim u'shalosh, two or three. What does Rashi say over here? Shnayim. It's two. Is it two or is it three? If it's divek shivrei shofars, then it's probably three or four or five. If it's shofar shenizdak means broken in half, then it's two. So it is a little bit meduyik over here. We're talking about the first case. It's two, broken in half. And what's the psul? Shofar echad amar rachmana leshnayim shal shofars. Tosfos rejects this. Let's see Tosfos inside. Says Tosfos shofar shenizda gadav kapasul pirush bekuntris. Davar lekishnei shofars mashma shiratzaloy meshenizda legavri shenechlak leshnei chatichos. It's broken in half. Two chatichos. Shimhaya mechuber mitzad echad ein zeh shnei shofars. That's not two shofars. V'tema. The im nechlak legamri hainu dibek shivrei shofars. What's Tosfos's question? That if it's nechlak legamri, it is the same thing as shivrei shofars. I don't care if it's two pieces, or if it's three pieces, or if it's 10 pieces, or if it's 100 pieces. I don't care if they're big pieces or they're small pieces. If it's broken in half, and you're telling me that that's two, so two is three, and three. What does the Torah require? One shofar echad, and if it's not shofar echad, it's the same. Is it a big chiddush if I have 90 pieces or if I have three pieces? It's all not the requirement of the Torah. So therefore, hainu hach, it's the zel bezach. It's the same thing. Okay, but that's okay. Very, that's fine. But then we have to ask this question. I made it here because the Gemara before says shnayim u'shalosh. We really say shnayim. So the Gemara before mentioned shalosh. In Achanami, two is three and three is four. You're right. But it's just interesting. It's a small diak. Before we said two or three. Over here, Rashi just says two. The contrast would imply that maybe Rashi is going on two. That's not mukach. You're right. It's not mukach. Afkopanim, this is Tosfos kasha on Rashi. There's no chiddush here. In the Seifa, there's no chiddush. That's his problem. One what? Yeah, but obviously, we have two pieces to put them together. It's one puzzle, right? So why does Rashi say it's not? Obviously, the Devek doesn't work. But if the Devek doesn't work for two, it's not going to work for three, it's not going to work for five. It's all the same thing. The Chura. Lakach Mira. Shenizdak mitzad echad. La'arkoi alpene kuloi. Ulefi she'ein shem shofar alav. So it says, I reject Rashi's pshat. I have a different pshat. It's cracked. Is it cracked in half? No. How many pieces do we have in front of us according to Tosfos? One. It has a slice through the one. It's still only one piece. So is it shtei shofros? No. So why is it possible? Says Tosfos. Ulefi she'ein shem shofar alav. It lost its shame shofar. It lost its shame shofar. And that's why it's puzzle. The kol shechein dibek shivrei shofars. Ella, the zu ain't tzarach leimer zuk tani. Says Tosfos, there's no added chiddush in the case of dibek shivrei shofars. Did shards lose their shame shofar? If one lost its shame shofar and it's still one, so for sure, the shards lost their shame shofar. So what's the chiddush of the second case? The answer is there's no chiddush. It's zu vein tzarach leimer zu. That's what Tosfos learns. Now, I would have said the same thing in Rashi. I would have thought to say the same thing in Rashi. Zu vein tzarach leimer zu. Is there another chiddush in the case of divik shivrei shofars? No. So why doesn't Tosfos like that in Rashi? So we said yesterday, because according to Rashi, it's hainu hach. It's not that the one is bigger than the other. They are identical. You can have zu vein tzarach leimer zu. You can have the first one is a bigger chiddush and the second one is a smaller chiddush. But you can't have them being identical. What's the point of writing something that's identical? So Tosfos says, I understand in my world, if it's one piece, and still that doesn't have a shame shofar, if it's many pieces, for sure doesn't have a shame shofar. Chayra, that's what Tosfos is saying. But in Rashi, I don't get it. Now, let's just get clear. Why would we write zu vein tzarach leimer zu? Just, why would you do that? You wrote the first one. That's a bigger chiddush. Why do you have to write the second one for? I understand why maybe write a smaller chiddush and then a bigger chiddush, because I'm like building up. I'm like, okay, here's a small chiddush, here's a big chiddush. I understand why, not only this, also that. I just didn't want to have to write the second one. But if I already wrote the bigger chiddush, why am I writing a smaller chiddush afterwards? It's very nice. It sounds really good. Rolls off the tongue. Zu ein tzarach loymer zu. What's the pshat of that? If it's ein tzarach loymer, then guess what? If you don't need to say it, don't say it. What is the svara of zu ein tzarach loymer zu? You tell me you don't need to say it, you can write it anyway. So what's this to say? Rashi, you're not good because the second one I don't need to say. I'm fine. Why? Because the first one's a bigger chiddush and zu ein tzarach loymer zu. If you don't need to say it, don't say it. That's your whole problem with Rashi. If you don't need to say it, don't say it. So tell us, why are you any better? Oh, because I have something called Zubayn Tzarech Lomazu. What is that? What is that? So I heard from my Chavrusa Rabbi Yehuda Vagshal, sort of from one of the Rishayim, I don't remember where. Maybe we're learning this together. Maybe we saw it together. Thanks, Shainish. The following Yisoid. Torah Shabbal Peh was originally transmitted how? Baal Peh. That's why it got its name. It was transmitted, and it's hard to remember stuff, by the way. Very hard. They didn't write anything down. Everything was committed to memory. So they tried very hard to keep certain phrases. First of all, they tried to make things rhyme. For example, Shorbar, Mavehever. Like it rolls off the tongue. They want it rolling off the tongue, even though these words are like interesting words. Mavehever. They want it to roll off the tongue because it makes it easier to say it because everything's memorized. So that's why they did it that way. There were certain things that they were like the things that people say, like, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu Abez Dinfen Ayin Aleph Ategeven Abez Dinfen Shalosh Aten Nishkeven, and we like that saying. We like pound that. We try to get people. That's an inside joke for those that've been here for a while. Akopanim, but we're trying to like get things, statements that became like part of the vernacular. Became that's just the way we say things.
Why is it easier to remember two things?
Hold on a second. So there are things that became part of the vernacular. So that was almost like, that's part of the Bible. Now, what happened is, someone came along and said a bigger chiddush that outshadowed the first chiddush. So really, do we need to write the second one? No. But the second one is like already, it's like part of the religion. It's part of the tradition. This is what we've been saying. This is what we've been like kids since they're little. We've been saying, Dibek Shivre Shaifres Puzzle. Dibek Shivre Shaifres Puzzle. That's like something that's ingrained in everyone's memory already. So therefore, we're not going to remove it even though there's no Chiddush in it. Enoch Hanami, Rebbe came along and said, I have a bigger Chiddush, Shaifres Nizdak. So do I have to write Shaifres Nizdak? Can I just write Dibek Shivre Shaifres? No, why not? Shofar Shenizdak is a bigger chiddush. But once I'm writing Shofar Shenizdak, I'm not going to remove Divek Shivei Shofar because that's already part of the tradition. Okay? That's what we say. But what about if they're identical and there's no chiddush of the first one over the second one? Is there a reason to write both? Which one should you write? The original. Why are you writing? If they're identical level chiddushim, why are you writing two? I understand why if the first one right is a bigger chiddush, I say, look, this is really the halacha, and this is important for you to know. I'm going to tell you the way we used to say it back in the old days, even though it's not as good of a chiddush. But that's the way we always said it. It became part of the religion. We're leaving it in. So I understand a zu ve'ein tzarech loymer zu. You don't need to say it. You're right, we don't need to say it. But it's part of our vernacular. It's part of the religion we're saying. Abrahainu hach. That makes no sense. If it's the same thing, so then just say the old one. This is Tosfos' svara. Tosfos rejects Rashi, and Tosfos says that we're talking about over here, it didn't break, and it's all one shofar. So why is it possible? Says Tosfos, it's possible because ein shem shofar. Now I want you to understand that Tosfos is the polar opposite of Rashi. According to Rashi, why is shofar shenizdach pasul? You have too many shofars. According to Tosfos, why is shofar shenizdach pasul? You don't have any shofars. It's like the exact opposite. Because it's totally cracked in half. Oh, Okay, so Rashi and Tosis are disagreeing in a major way. Let's look at Dibek Shivrei Shofris. According to Rashi, why is Dibek Shivrei Shofris puzzle? What? Too many Shofris. You have too many Shofris. According to Tosis, why is Dibek Shivrei Shofris puzzle? You don't have any Shofris. So they are going to totally opposite extremes. Maybe they're arguing on what does it mean shofar? What does shofar mean? But they're having this huge machlokes of what's going on over here. According to Rashi, what's going on over here is that now that it's broken in half, it's shtei shofris, says Tosfos. If that's the case, then also Dibek Shivrei Shofris is the same soul. Why is Dibek Shivrei Shofris Paisa? Because you have too many Shofris here. Tosfos says, no, you got the wrong shot. Really, what's the reason why if the Shofris Nizdak is Paisa? It's not two Shofris, it's one Shofar. So it can't be because of two Shofris. It's never broken half. Just as a crack. So why is it Paisa? It doesn't have a shame Shofar. What about the case of Dibek Shivrei Shofris? Says Tosfos, which is possible because it doesn't have a shame shofar. Okay. Perhaps we're going to try to find the right way to say this. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is what is a shofar? How would you define a shofar? Anyone want to give me a definition for a shofar? Just translate the word shofar.
Horn.
A horn? Right. The shape hasn't changed. The pieces, the material hasn't changed. So if you take one shofar and you break it in half. You're going to glue it back together. Is that two shofars? What? It's the same. It's the same shofar.
No, it's not.
What?
Now you need to use another material.
Okay, I don't know if it's because we'll have to leave the other material for a second, but let's leave that for a second. How do we translate shofar? I'm going to need your help here a little bit. What does it mean, a shofar? Let's start like this. I believe that according to Tosfos, what does it mean, shofar? Tosfos says, I could put many pieces together, still not two different shofars. What does a shofar mean?
What is anything that has a shofar, that's a horn like that, is a shofar.
A tube is a shofar. Let's say a tube. Is that right? A tube is a shofar. What happens if it's open? Is it a shofar? Not a tube. What happens if you're putting many pieces together? Is it a shofar? No, it's not a tube. So it's lacking in the shame shofar. It's not many shofars, it's no shofars. So we see that in order for it to be a tube, it has to be that it was a tube on its own. In other words, it has to be that it's naturally a tube. I have to know why exactly, but that's what we're saying. Shofars melashon shvayferes. What does shvayferes mean? A tube, it's hollow. So if something is open, it's not a tube. Afterwards, I want to try to make it that way. It's not going to work. We'll see why. See why I can't make it that way. It's going to be Shaila Avi. See. Perhaps. That's what Tosfos learns. Rashi seems to learn not like that. So what is the shame shofar? I want to understand what's the shame shofar. Give me one more second. Rashi learns the shame shofar apparently is... The different horns. I take a piece of that horn and a piece of this horn and a piece of that horn and I put them all together. How many shofars do I have here? Many. What do you mean? I don't have any tubes. Or if anything, I have one tube. I put them all together. If anything, maybe I have one tube out of many tubes. Yeah, because I took the horn from there and the horn from here and the horn from there. Therefore, it's many different shayfrais. That's going to get back to in a second. So they have a different pshat in what the word shayfer means. According to Rashi, the word shayfer is the material. The material is shayfer. So if I use material from five different horns, how many different shayfers am I have here? Five. I have made one tube. I made one shape. Don't make a difference. Shayfer is in what you're taking it from. According to Tosfos, the shayfer is the tube. So if I'm trying to construct many, it's not many shayfers, it's one shayfer. Tosfos says, I can't make the shayfer. It has to be the Hashem made the shayfer. It has to be a shayfer of the Torah. The Torah is shayfer, not man-made shayfer. Well, we'll see. Maybe it would be good. We're going to see soon. Rabbi Isai. What'd you say? Who said you're right? That's not a shayfer. Who said?
Not a shayfer.
It's a piece of what? Piece of what? A piece of what? Piece. That's a piece of shayfer. Okay, maybe it is. No, we said a shayfer is something you blow. If it's broken, it's also a shayfer. It's a broken shayfer. It was something that you blow, but now this is a broken shayfer. So these are three pieces of shayfer. This is three pieces of shayfer. I hear you. That maybe Tosfos would learn that way. Maybe Rashi learns that like that. So maybe Rashi learns the following thing. What's the case of shayfer shenizdak? How many different horns are you using? One. Divek shivrei shayfreis. Shayfreis. How many horns are you using? Multiple. Is one more of a chiddush than the other? Yeah. Maybe Rashi also holds. It's zu vein tzarech lamer zu. That's the way Tosfos Yeshanim learns in Rashi. If I take one shayfer, I crack it in half and I put it back together. Nope, that's kishnei shayfreis. That's kishnei. It's not physically two shayfers, but because it broke already, then we're going to see it as two different shayfreis. So if I take two different shayfers, three different shayfers, and I put them together, that's for sure puzzle. It's not the same. It's not the same. Tosfos understood that shayfers is all about pieces. Okay, if this is two pieces, this is three pieces. So what do I care? Two pieces, three pieces, five pieces. It's all the same. It's not one piece. But maybe Rashi says it's not about the pieces. It's about, is this all one shayfer? So I would say that if it came from one horn originally, maybe that's still considered one. You're saying that's two. This is for sure two. This came from two different sources. If something that came from two, the same source, and you're still saying now you're treating it like two, if it comes from different sources, kol shekein, Tosfos Rashi learns. So therefore, Rashi does have a kol shekein. But Tosfos didn't understand that that's what shayfer is. Therefore, Tosfos rejects this pshat in Rashi. What's Tosfos' pshat? The first shayfer is one entire shayfer. It's just cracked. Why is it puzzle? Ain't shame shayfer alav. Now it's puzzle. When I glue it together, some reason, that's still going to be puzzle. Let's see. Says Tosfos. Inami. Going by to Tosfos. Inami. Yoiser soifoi lihi pared kishen nizdak mitzad echad v'dibkoi mishim asa soifer echad shel chatichos v'hoyu shem soifer alav tvei kamash malon. Places in his inami is saying, listen, my first shot was there's a bigger chiddush in nizdak than in divik shivrei soifers. Nizdak doesn't have a shem soifer. This for sure doesn't have a shem soifer. Now this is saying the other way around. I'm just saying, you know what? Maybe there's a bigger chiddush in shivrei shayfres that it's possible than in divek shivrei and then in nizdak. Why would there be a bigger chiddush? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Because in the case of divek shivrei shofars, how strong, how durable is this shofar right now? You've glued it together well. Okay, it's going to be good. But if it's nizdak, Tosfos knows, I don't know what the right word is, I'm going to call it engineering, better than I do. If there's a crack, cracks spread. Maybe it's because there's a fault, there's all the pressures all in one place, whatever it is. But somehow, Tosfos is saying, and we'll accept this as fact, that a cracked shofar is more likely to come apart than a put together shofar. So if I put the shofar together, I might think it's kosher. I might think this shofar is kosher. More than nizdak. Because nizdak, in a chanami, it's cracked. But it's glued, I mean. But it's going to come apart. So therefore, it's possible. Masha'enkein, the shivrei shofars, maybe the glue is good. Aye. What about the fact that it's shnayim v'shalosh shofars? What about that? Why don't we care about that? It's not shnayim, it doesn't have the psula, shnayim v'shalosh shofars. This is not called shnayim v'shalosh shofars. Tosfos argues that point. Says Tosfos, I want to make a bigger chiddush in the second case. What's the bigger chiddush? That this is not, I would have thought this is kosher. How could it be kosher yet? You're using many different pieces of shofar. No, that's not a psul. Why not? Because right now I have one horn. So Tosfos is now suggesting you can put back together the shofar. So why does shofar shenizdak and your dove go puzzle? Because you didn't put it back together well enough. Why not? Because it's going to crack. Tosfos is making an assumption. Any time that it's cracked, we see it as it's probably going to break. The glue is not going to hold. Tosfos is saying enough of the glue is not going to hold. So therefore, it's oimei. Soifai lihi pare. It's going to break. It's going to break. So, hold on a second. It's going to break. Hold your thought, okay? Masha Enken and Divek Shivrei Shofars, is it going to break? No. Maybe I would have thought, or maybe I thought it wouldn't break. So maybe therefore I would think maybe this is better. I did a better job at gluing it together. Kamash Malon is, even though you glued it, it's also going to break. I don't know. That's what I think the Kamash Malon is right now. So Tosfos just said two opposite pshatim in the Mishnah. First pshat in the Mishnah is the bigger chiddush is shofar shenizdak. Kol shechein, if it's divek shivrei shofars. Why is shofar shenizdak possible? Because shofar echad, because it doesn't have a shem shofar. If nizdak doesn't have a shem shofar, then for sure divek shivrei shofars doesn't have a shem shofar. And then Tosfos says, no, maybe there's actually a bigger chiddush in the case of divek shivrei shofars. Why is there a bigger chiddush? Because shofar shenizdak, it's not going to stay. It's not going to hold. It's soifai lihi pare. We know this is going to break. Shivrei shofars might not break. So therefore, I might think shivrei shofars is kosher. Kamash malon, it's not kosher. So I have a question for you, if I may. Let's say I have a shofar like this. Got a teeny little crack over here. That's it. Just over here. Is that going to be possible? Let's say there's a nice big shofar, plenty of room for my hands. Is it possible? Hold on. But anyone say that it's not possible? Everyone thinks it's possible? You think it's not possible? It's not possible because you have a sheer shofar. Yeah, but Ellie's saying, this. We know what's going to happen to this. It's just a question of time. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Let's assume that soifai lihi pare. So Chesky is trying to qualify. We should understand what Tosfos is saying. that avada is going to be kosher. It's going to end up cracking. Says Chesky, if something was originally not together and you're trying to put it together, I want to see this as closed. Is it closed? If it's coming apart, I never closed it. But if it was closed, I can't say it's open because it's going to get open. It's closed. If it was open and I'm trying to make it closed, if I see that it's going to open, then I say that's not closed. So says Tosis, Shofar Shenizdak, it's totally broken open. I'm trying to glue it closed. That's not called closed. Why not? Because we know it's opening again. So therefore, we don't see it as closed. But if it was never open, the fact that it's going to happen, that's not going to change anything. And therefore, that perhaps is going to be kasha. The Maisa, there is a Shitas HaRishonim that says that the Ritva brings that even if it's just Nizdak a little bit, it's going to be Pasul. It seems like he's saying that it's going to be Pasul, even if it's broken just a little bit, which is a Pella. What? So he seems to be holding that it's Pasul. The Ritva brings, there's Yesh Machmirim that say that this is, I understand that he's saying that it's Pasul. That's the way I understand the Ritva. You have to learn through the Ritva. The Ritva says, look, I think it's a nice thing to be machmir on if you want, Baal Nefesh, but don't say it's puzzle. But it sounds like there are some people who say that it's puzzle, which is interesting. Why would that be puzzle? Truth be told, I think it's mashma that way in the Mishnah, if you ask me. Shefesh and Nizdak, puzzle. What does Nizdak mean? Has a crack. How much of a crack? A crack. Crack, puzzle. That's what I would have said personally. Rashi says, what does it mean, Nizdak? Cracked in half. Tosis says, what does it mean, Nizdak? The entirety of it is cracked. I would have said, it's a Shofesh and Nizdak. And you would have asked me, and I was just reading, I would have said, a Shofesh that has a crack is puzzle. Shaila is, why would it be puzzle? So perhaps we could say a different svar of why it's puzzle. Saying now, Rabbi Sai, a lumdus, different lumdus, different shot in Shofesh. There's something, when it comes to Hilchas Tuma Vitara, which is the halachas of Kalim. In order for something to become Tame, it has to be a Kli. It has to be a Kli. It has to have a Shem Kli. If something doesn't have a Shem Kli, it's not Makabel Tuma. Metal isn't Makabel Tuma, unless it's a metal something. Now, if a Kli has a hole in it, so then it loses its Shem Kli. Now, there's lots of discussions of how big the hole has to be in order for it to lose its Shem Kli. It could be it could still hold things. For example, let's say it's the hole is big enough that now you can't hold any more nuts, but you can still hold watermelons. It's still a Kli, you can hold watermelons. It's still usable. But most people don't keep around Kalim that only hold watermelons. So it being that it's normal for people to replace this, it loses its Shem Kli. So Kli does not necessarily mean usable. Kli means it is normal to be used. So perhaps what we're saying here is a Shofar Shenizda, a Shofar that has a crack in it. What is going to happen to this crack eventually? It's going to come bigger and bigger and bigger. So what is the normal thing to do when you see a crack in your shofar? Just get another one. Being that this shofar is going to eventually, it's not puzzle now because we see it as cracked. It's puzzle now because it doesn't have a Shem Kli anymore. This is, once you have a crack in your shofar, just get a new shofar. Can I blow it like it is? I could, but it doesn't have a Shem Kli. What? There are people that's going to do that. There also are people that are going to keep their basket to hold their watermelons, even though that's not what most people do. There's people that are, you know, that are more careful with their money. But if we're saying that this is not the norm, so then that already can batul shem kli. So perhaps the pshat and the ritzva, don't know. I'll call upon him. Let's see Tosfos Vayikra. Says Tosfos. Inami, mishum Dichsiv v'havartoi derech avarosoi. Yehechi depaslinon hafcha v'tokoboi. Shem debinon derech avarosoi. This is now a third pshat. Why is divek shivrei shofar's puzzle? Because it's not, you're not blowing it the way that the sound should come out of the shofar. In other words, Tosa says, what's the halacha if I take the shofar? It's supposed to be small on one side and big on the other. And I put it in hot water and I switch it. I make the side that's supposed to be big the small side, the other side big. Why am I doing that? Because I'm a creative type of fellow. That's what I want to do. Who knows why? It's possible. Why? I'm blowing the shofar. You have to blow it the way that it was constructed. The way it was constructed. So if I put together many pieces of shofar, is it the way that it was constructed? Obviously not. Hold on a second. If I put together one shofar and it just cracked in the middle and I close it, is it the way that it was constructed? Yes. So why is that puzzle? The answer is different reason. That's puzzle because what's going to happen eventually? It's going to crack. So we don't see it as together. So it doesn't get its same shofar. Divek shivrei shofaros, that's not going to crack. So why is that puzzle? Different reason. Because it's not the way that it's supposed to be blown. It has a shame shofar. So now Tosfos is using the third technique. And how do we understand the Mishnah? The case of Shemesh and Nizdak is one psul. The case of Divek Shemesh is a totally separate psul. No shaychis. Apples and oranges. So what Tosfos just did in his mastery is Tosfos gave us three pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat in the Mishnah is zu vein tzarech leimer zu. The first one is pasul because it doesn't have a shame shofar. Nizdak doesn't have a shame shofar. For sure, divek shivrei shofar doesn't have a shame shofar. The second pshat Tosfos did was loy zu apsu. Nizdak is pasul because I didn't glue it well together. But divek shivrei shofar is, I think maybe I glued that well together. Maybe that should be kosher. No, even this is pasul. And Tosfos' third mahalach is that there's two totally separate reasons why they're puzzle. Why is Divek Shivrei Shofar's puzzle? That's puzzle because I'm not blowing it the right way. Why is Shofar Sheni's duck puzzle? Because it doesn't have a shame Shofar. No Shofar's, two totally separate reasons. Tosfos gives us different pshatim and how to understand the Mishnah. Now Tosfos says, V'afilu nifsal nitam mishum shnayim mishalom Shofar's and kushakum. Says Tosfos, even if the psul of divik shivrei shofar is because of shnayim mishal shofar, now I have no kasha. The kasha when Rashi said that, bothered him when Rashi said that. Why doesn't it bother him now? I'll tell you why, very simply. Because Rashi learned the case of shofar and nizdak. How was it broken? It was cracked in half. So that's shtei shofar. So that's the same thing as divik shivrei shofar. They're identical. But if I learn that the case of Shofar Shenizdak is it's all one shofar, so the psul is not because of Divek Shivrei Shofar, that psul is because of, it's not, doesn't have a shame shofar. So I can allow Divek Shivrei Shofar to be Kama Shofar and be psul for a different reason. My problem with Rashi is that it was identical. But once I learn Nizdak differently than Rashi, then I can learn Divek Shivrei Shofar like Rashi if I so choose. Tosfos seem to have rejected that outright because he didn't learn that that's kama shofar. According to Tosfos, divek shivrei shofar, how many shofar do you have here? One, maximum. Maybe not one, but no more than one. If Rashi wants to have that as many shofar, no problem, but that can't be the pshat in shofar shenizda. This is the way that Tosfos learns over here. So Tosfos gave us 3.5 pshatim in the Mishnah. There is a crucial machloikas between Tosfos, and the Ritva and the Rajba. Rabbi Yashaber Salavechik says a Hezber in those Shitas. I don't think we should spend another day on this. So those that want to go through it tonight, by night, say to Rabbi Hashem, I'm happy to do that. Rabbi Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get into the next Sugya, which is the Sugya of Nikev Visasmai. Rabbi Hashem, this is like a nice, beautiful Tosfos on that. Understand what is the... What does it mean? In ma'akev es tkiya, that one was happening today. What does it mean, ma'akev es tkiya? Speak about that and more, hopefully, tomorrow. I can do it tonight.
Right? And why is Shaila Shemizrak any more of the way of Shaila Shemizrak
than Shaila Shemizrak? Because still coming the same way.
Who cares? So let's say break Shaila Shemizrak on the floor, breaks it in 10 pieces. The only way you're getting it back together is if it goes exactly the way it was.
True. But it Dibek Shivrei Shaif Rice. What does Shaif Rice mean? Yes.
So what if it was the
same to Rashi,
what he's saying is, do Yehei, and I'm going to agree with him. I took a shaifer, I cracked it. And then I reconstructed it exactly the way it was originally. That wouldn't be a problem. But, yeah, it could be a problem of, at least if this did.
No problem of a
bartender. That would be kosher then.
Right, maybe there's a problem about this, why if you split down the middle,
then it actually be, yeah. He's saying a very good point. Let's say I take a shaifer, and I smash the shaifer, and I reconstruct it. According to Tosafos, it might be kosher.
Yeah.
La'alacha might be kosher. Yeah. I have a parsha, and you have to.
Depends on what the kamash one is. And the first Tosafos says it'll be possible, because we say that's not called shayf rechad. But if we say it is called shayf rechad, the only problem is because of avarta. This is not a problem of avarta. Excellent.